Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Next hour, we'll have Bible study with, is that Dr. Heath Teal? Dr. Heath Teal will be joining me next hour for our regular Wednesday evening and Wednesday afternoon Bible study. That's coming up next hour. And you are in on the Phil Henry Show. And we broadcast here each and every day. 1-800-449-8686. More women, including a 14-year-old girl, have come forward to say they were doused with water, stripped of their clothing, groped or robbed by a marauding mob of young men in New York Central Park. This is just bizarre. At least 24 women reported being... It's criminal. It's not only bizarre, it's criminal and it's depressing. At least 24 women report being assaulted in daylight by part of the spillover crowd from Sunday's Puerto Rican Day Parade on adjacent Fifth Avenue. A lot of you may not be aware that this was a part, this was taking place the same time there or shortly after a major Puerto Rican Day celebratory parade. And I read somewhere today that some of the police officers interviewed believe that the reason why this took place had a lot to do with the belief that New York City police, when confronted with a heavily ethnic crowd, and by that I mean a non-white crowd, are told to back off, give them plenty of leeway, so that there is no perceived racial animosity and no perceived racial incident. One of the cops was quoted as saying some kind of a trip when they're having a Caribbean festival or there's a lot of Jamaicans out in the street, they let them sit there and light up and just blast up weed. A lot of the Rastafarian type, or the wannabe Rastafarians, because they don't want to get into some hassle. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you got something to say on this topic, we'll take your call. Phil Henry Show. Here is Monterey Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil. I heard you talking about
the New York situation?
Yes, I did. And I wanted to call in and make a comment because, number one, first of all, I come from Los Angeles. I don't come from New York. I want to be LAPD. It is my desire to be LAPD.
And you want to be a cop, huh?
I am designed to be a cop, yeah. Number two, I want to say to you and to the audience listening that I personally, I am totally disgusted with, and I'm very, very pissed off at the Puerto Ricans who are groping women in Central Park, New York, and it makes me proud to be a Mexican-American. But even more, I'm proud to be in L.A., where we have Cinco de Mayo.
All right, now, wait. This is not, you can't break this down into a nationalistic tones, can you?
You know something, Phil? I'm going to tell you something. When we have Cinco de Mayo, the LAPD keeps the Latin men under control so they don't molest women. And when we have Cinco de Mayo here in L.A., which you know what that is.
Cinco de Mayo is May the 5th, a big celebration.
Right. You don't see no Mexicans going around and grabbing women, okay, because the LAPD knows how to keep crowd control, number one, okay? But the NYPD, which stands for the New York Police Department, they have a hard time keeping the Puerto Ricans under control because they need more experience and they can learn something from LAPD on how to keep Puerto Ricans in check, you know?
Well, you say you want to be a police officer. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
What are the things that you would do if you were a New York City cop and there was this kind of behavior going on?
Well, first thing I do is I wouldn't take any stuff from anybody. Don't take any stuff from anybody, okay?
And what do you mean, don't take any stuff?
Don't take any lip from anybody. Don't let them talk to you like you're scum, you know? The second thing you do, when you see a PR coming, you get your zip tie ready because it's like the chances are 1 in 2, man, that you will hog tie him. Okay, now that's just a fact, okay?
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about a Puerto Rican?
That's right.
As opposed to Mexican-American?
That is correct. When you see a Rican coming, and what we say in LAPD, because I want to be LAPD, you call them Ricans. When you see a Rican coming down the street, man, get the zip tie out because there's a 1 in 2 chance you'll have to hog tie the Rican. Number three, don't have no Puerto Rican parades because Ricans don't have no, they don't have no holidays. See, that's a misconception.
Yeah.
Ricans don't have no holiday, okay?
And when you say Ricans, you mean?
Puerto Ricans.
All right. Hold on for a minute, okay? What is your name?
My name is Dave, Phil.
All right, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, what is this guy telling me? He wants to be LAPD? Okay, Dave?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What I was saying is...
You were saying that Puerto Ricans don't have a national holiday?
Puerto Ricans don't have a national holiday, no, because the only holiday that they should have is 4th of July. That's because they are what you call like American territory. So there is no such thing as Puerto Rican Day, but they have it in New York so the Ricans don't go nuts. Number four, what I would do when you get Puerto Ricans together, the best thing to do is no spicy foods, too much rum, going to be a lot of trouble, okay? So don't feed them rum, don't give them spicy food. And then number five, don't have no parade in the summertime, have it in October when it ain't hot, okay? And the best thing to do is to import some Mexicans to New York to teach the Ricans how to act. You know, I come from Mexico, all right?
Well, what this has turned into, Dave, is some nationalistic spiel on your part that Mexicans are better than Ricans, as you call them. And
well, I will tell you that I'm totally pissed off and I'm totally disgusted. I think it reflects badly on Latin culture to see these Ricans going off on these women. And I tell you right now, man, if I had been there that day, to me, I'm very, very proud of my Mexican roots. I'm very, very proud of my Mexican culture. I think if you're Puerto Rican, you're PR, you should be proud of being a PR instead of, you know, going around and grabbing women and everything like that.
Well, if you're proud of Mexico, it's a good thing to be proud of Mexico. I don't know that that is an entree to putting down another culture because a handful of people go nuts, right?
Well, to me, I'm very proud. I mean, Mexico right now has come through some bad things and has really emerged as one of the powers. Mexico right now leads the world in bullfighters. There's more bullfighters and probably more bullfighting rings in Mexico than anywhere in the world. Right now we have pure drinking water about three-quarters of our country. You can drink Mexico's water now for the first time, and you can't do that in Rica, man. You can't.
What do you mean, Rica?
You can't do it in Rica.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, right. The other thing is...
It's Puerto Rico. Okay, so you don't have pure drinking water.
No. The other thing, Mexico is better than Puerto Rico, and that Puerto Rico is a bomb target for U.S. naval artillery drills, and you ain't going to have that in Mexico, man, because all the Navy does is park off of Rico and start laying into them, you know? And number four, as of this year, the Mexican Air Force is the number one air force in the world. And now that's according to...
Wait a second, man. Now you're talking...
No, I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
You're telling me the Mexican Air Force, as of this year, is the number one Air Force in the world?
It is now rated by Janeway Magazine, which is the military magazine, is the number one Air Force in the world.
Now, wait. I've heard it said that the Israeli Air Force, man for man, is the greatest Air Force in the world.
I heard that, too. Mexico just took over. That's the number one.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to show. You're going to have to cite your sources, man. 1-800-449-8686, Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Cruising. And I was listening to the guy previous caller, and he's talking about that he wants to be an officer of the law, especially for LAPD. He's got to stop all the stereotyping as far as, you know, Puerto Ricans in any race. You know, he's Mexican.
No, I know how to deal with crowds, you know, and I know what you got to deal with any individual crowd, you know. I mean, whether it's white people or Puerto Ricans, or everybody, every crowd has its own characteristics, and you have to know what to do.
Yeah, well, I'm from Los Angeles. I lived there all my life.
What happened?
28 years old.
What happened?
And I just moved to Kansas City.
Yeah, what happened?
And I would say that there's a lot more Mexican problems in L.A. than there are Puerto Ricans.
Hey, how come you're in Kansas City, man? You get washed out of L.A.? What happened?
Yeah, right,
man. Couldn't take it, huh?
No. Yeah. I lived out there all my life. It's time to get away from all the crime, smog, riots, floods, fires.
That's why everybody's getting shot at Royal Games now, man. It looks
stuff.
Like you moved to Kansas City just in time, man. Don't go to no Royal Games, though, whatever you do.
All right, thanks a lot. 1-800-449. Sounds like some dumbass skinhead that moved out to Kansas City because everybody told him there are a lot of white folks out there. Then he got there and realized that's the home of barbecue. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Fort Wayne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
I just had to call in. I was listening to that gentleman, and I've been a policeman for going on 19 years, and I can tell you right now, with the climate, with the situation that's going on in New York.
Right. What police force are you with, sir?
I'm with the Fort Wayne, Indiana police.
Hey, God bless you. All police officers everywhere, God bless them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, partner, until you get behind the shield and you get out there and you do the job...
Well, what are you going to do with all these Ricans, man? They're running right on those chicks.
We have a fairly large Mexican-American as well as a Laotian community here.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, situations, if we were in the same situation, I can't say that we wouldn't do what they're talking about New York police. I don't agree. I mean, what these guys did were criminal. That's all there is to it.
Right, we would have
to do what we had to do to enforce.
But I also know
when we go to different situations where we have specific ethnic days and ethnic weekends for
what kind of ethnic stuff do you have in Fort Wayne, man? Like white people weekend or something?
No.
What do you
think? No, he just said they have Laotians, they have Mexicans.
We have a very large Mexican population as well as
Officer,
Laotian population.
Officer, could I ask you a question, sir?
Mm-hmm.
If the Pacers win the NBA title, how do you keep all the whites from rioting and stuff? Because the Pacers could win the NBA title, right?
We ain't got to worry about them. It's more when Indiana wins. That's the problem we have. In Indiana, you know, IU.
Oh, the University
big
of
IU town,
the Hoosiers.
IU and Purdue.
Yeah. The Hoosiers, man. That is so cool, yeah.
But anyway, the problem is...
But
is
if the Pacers win, man, are the white people
right
around,
now
what do they do?
Is, particularly in New York, you know, you want
right.
to go to a situation like that, all
That's
it
right.
takes...
Yeah.
To ruin an officer's career is an allegation.
Yeah.
And
well, but wait a minute. Let me ask. I want to ask you a question. I got
to
ask you a question. Hello. I want to ask you a question, officer.
Here, go ahead.
If a cop stands back and doesn't do anything when a crime's being committed because he's afraid that he's going to get allegations heaped on him, maybe he's in the wrong profession, don't you think?
I agree with you.
Maybe this guy ought to rethink and start driving a school bus or something, you know?
If there's a crime being committed.
I'm gonna dive right in.
You got to do what you have to do. And if I become LAPD, man,
I'm gonna dive right in, man. I'm gonna start swinging billy clubs and ask questions later, man.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. You'll have a seat with your name on it
wait
in internal affairs, and you may not come out on top.
Well, that's true.
But if the Indiana Pacers,
you've got to use good judgment.
I'll tell you something right now. If the Pacers win the NBA title and all the Laotians start rioting in Fort Wayne, man,
I'm talking about a specific question.
That's officer. Thank you. That you've answered some good questions. We appreciate your call. We do have to take a break. I'll keep you on here, Dave, but I need for you to shut up when people are talking.
I'm sorry, sir. I know,
but you're like butting in a lot. And forget about whether the Pacers win the NBA title. What are you going to do if the white people riot? That guy was in Fort Wayne, and he.
But that's in Indiana, okay? That's something you probably don't know. That Fort Wayne.
I know Fort Wayne is in Indiana, but he said the Hoosier basketball team. Never mind. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We have Dave on the line and a few other people talking about this stuff in Central Park, New York, and what you do as a cop to get rid of it. Dave is an aspiring LAPD officer, and he is saying that the LAPD would never put up with what the NYPD put up with this past weekend. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 as we do a continued postmortem on this incident in New York Central Park. Now 24 women report being assaulted in daylight by a part of a spillover crowd from Sunday's Puerto Rican Day Parade. We have on the phone Dave, who is an aspiring LAPD. He eventually wants to go into the academy. We have other callers who are checking in on this. Dave has mentioned that he believes the Puerto Ricans need to be treated very, very much more stringently than Mexicans, because the LAPD knows how to handle Mexicans. NYPD doesn't know how to handle Puerto Ricans. You realize, Dave, that it makes you sound a little racist, you know?
No, I don't think it does, because I think all I'm saying is police tactics when dealing with the Rican as opposed to the Mexican, okay? And I'm proud of being a Mexican, but when you get a lot of PRs together, that's a whole different thing. And obviously, you don't see a lot of Mexicans grow up in women or nothing like that, so I don't know where you come up with a statement like that.
All right, well, here is somebody who's Puerto Rican from Norwalk. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
okay.
I want to talk to the ignorant Mexican on the line.
Okay, bring it on.
First of all, you're talking about all these Puerto Ricans groping women.
That's right.
Now,
that's what they were doing. I didn't do it.
You must
did
have
it.
Not seen the video.
They
first of all, there
it.
Was all kinds of different men there.
There
were whites, there were blacks, there
PR
were
day.
Every kind of nationality.
They said
so
it was
I don't
PR
know
day,
where
okay.
you get off talking.
That's what the police
all
said.
All the madness that you do.
That's
you know,
what the police
I'm
said.
Pretty sure you did not even finish sixth grade.
You know,
so I suggest you go back.
I'm proud of
being
Mexican.
Oh.
You ought to be proud of being Puerto Rican, okay?
I am very proud of being Puerto Rican.
But
I am very proud.
Okay, we have number one bullfighters in the world in Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you got bullfighters?
Oh, you put me in my place, huh? Bullfighters.
Oh, so
hey, big freaking deal.
So you're making fun of me?
Oh.
Okay, what about your drinking water? Is it purified? No.
You're such an idiot.
No.
Have you ever been in Puerto Rico? No, you haven't, because you cannot.
Hey,
no.
I know one thing, if I ever go to Puerto Rico.
You out. That's why.
I wouldn't go to Puerto Rico and get a
because
drink of water.
Because we want you there.
I wouldn't go
why
there because,
we want
first of all, the drinking water's not purified.
Sixth grade education.
Hey.
Why would we want you there?
Puerto Rico's not even a state, okay?
I'm pretty sure that your problem is that you didn't get groped.
And you know what else? Mexico has the number one air force in the world now, and that probably pisses you off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so well known. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you right now. And the other thing is that Puerto Rico's only used as a bombing target.
Yeah, to bomb your ass. That's why.
That's right. That's all they ever use it for. Hello? Hello? Yeah, she hung up. See, the other thing about Ricans, they come in, they give you a little bit of trouble, then they run away, man. They run away. That's the Rican way, man.
Okay. I heard you baiting that lady pretty severely there with that there's no pure drinking water in Puerto Rico.
Well, it's something that we're very proud of in Mexico, that as of last year, 3/4 of our drinking water is pure. You can drink it. I understand, Mr. Andrew, you said you're going to go to Mexico next week?
Yes, I am. My wife and I are traveling down there.
I would go to any faucet in Puerto Vallarta, any faucet on the street, turn it on and stick your mouth right up to the pipe and suck the water out. And you will not have any squirts, no runs, no nothing, man. There will be no squirts in your life. And
okay, dude, I don't need the information. And if you don't mind, I'm not going to stick my mouth up to any faucet on the street in Puerto Rico, man. It's unhealthy. Do you understand? Here is Temple City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, this is the second time that I hear this guy in your show.
That's
and I
right.
was wondering if there's any way that you could kick him out of the show. I am Mexican.
Because I make a lot of good points about Mexico.
But you don't make any good points. You know nothing about Mexico. What part of Mexico are you from, to start with?
I was born in America, but my family comes from Baja. They come from Tijuana.
From Tijuana. Well, God knows what kind of races they were crossed with, because you're not Mexican, and I hate you talking like that about...
Do you know that we have the best bullfighters in the world now
you
in Mexico?
Have, yeah, that's very... To me, that's very shameful.
You don't care about that.
Say that.
You know that we can drink the water. You can drink the
you
water.
You can drink the water. You go drink the water. Go back to Baja and stay over there, and don't come on the radio and talking about Mexicans the way you are.
Where you come from?
I'm coming from Mexico City.
Oh, you think you're so special in Mexico City?
Of course I am.
Mexico City is such a slum pit. It's nothing but a slum.
Oh, you have no idea. I bet you haven't even been there.
Hey, Mr. Henry, have you been to Mexico City?
No, I haven't.
It's a big slum. It's a big, stinky slum.
You have no idea what you're saying. The only reason you can't tell is because you've crossed the
No, but you know it stinks
the
there,
river.
Don't you? It smells so bad there.
You
like
probably
somebody...
came to the river and you're thinking that Mexico, you cannot even go down the south a little farther.
No, I went to Mexico City one time. It was so stinky. It was like the ass of a donkey to smell.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I'm not of my mind.
You're putting Mexicans in a very bad position.
No,
please,
I love my country. I love Mexico, and I want it to be the best.
Oh, yeah, you love Mexico, and you're proud of Mexico. You keep repeating that.
What's the best part of Mexico that you like?
I don't like any part.
Of Mexico? Yeah, you hate your country. Why don't you go back to Viva Mexico? That's what I say.
You know something, and especially when you talk about wolf fighting and all of that, you should be ashamed of that.
Wolf fighting is for a man.
Go fight wolves.
It's for a man.
Instead of trying to be an LAPD, like
I
you
want
say.
To be LAPD because that's the best police department.
If that's the best police department, well, then I bet you're not even legal here.
I am legal in America. I was born in America.
You were born in America, born in East LA?
You weren't born in America, Europist, because you were not. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I wasn't born here.
Yeah,
I wasn't born here.
That's why you're upset, you know, but if you were
born
in America...
No, I am upset because you're talking about Mexico in a way that is not true. You come from Baja, which is, I don't even consider Mexico that.
Oh, well, you know what? I hope you tell the Mexican parliament that because they do consider it
what
part
Mexican
of Mexico.
What Mexican parliament? Which,
I hope
you
go
tell
the
what
government.
You're talking about.
Well, who's the president of Mexico? I bet you don't even know.
I don't care who
See,
it is.
See, what an ignorant woman. She comes from Mexico. Go down with your burro and go make some flour tortillas.
Oh, You just go find your bull someplace else.
Why don't you go park your bull someplace else?
Oh, yeah, my bull. You're my bull, idiot.
You park it right here, baby, right on my lap, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. No way. You Mexicans are something else.
You don't even know
who
is the president of the United States. You don't even know. See? She doesn't know, Mr. Henry.
Well, what did I know? What do you want to know for?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Dave in Monterey Park and other callers about the attacks on women in New York Central Park over the weekend, and the fact that some 24 women have now come forward to say that they were groped or otherwise manhandled by the men in the park. We had a lady call, Dave, and say that it is not a exclusively Puerto Rican a thing, that there were a lot of different men there. You know, there were a lot of different guys involved in that, as opposed to just Puerto Ricans, you know?
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I think that's their way of saying, oh, please don't, you know, don't come down on the Puerto Ricans, man, because, you know, that was Puerto Rican Day. That was Puerto Rican Day, man. That means that all the PRs come out there. The reason why Puerto Rican men are grabbing hold of the women the way they do is that's their way of saying they want statehood for Puerto Rico. That's their crying out for statehood.
The Puerto Rican guys are grabbing the women because they're crying out for statehood?
Yes, sir. That's exactly correct. And that's what you can't explain to a lot of these older Mexican people. They don't get it. But I got education, okay? So I know what I'm talking about.
The lady there from Temple City?
Yeah. What kind of education do you have?
I went to school in the United States of America.
What school did you go to?
I didn't go to no shack, you know, down in Chihuahua or something.
What?
You know? I didn't go to no shack down in Chihuahua, you know.
I never said that. You're the one saying it, not me.
I went to the United States of America school.
What school did you go to?
I went to Monterey Park.
What school? Did you at least go to high school or what?
Yeah, I went to Monterey Park High School.
This is the second time that you talk about being an LAPD.
I want to be LAPD because that's the best police department.
If you cannot even get into LAPD, it means that you don't even have high school education.
What are you talking about?
I can
get into LAPD. I got high school education.
You hate me very much.
I don't want to be.
You shouldn't be talking in the show about Mexicans. You know, if you want to talk about yourself.
I don't want to be in the Mexico City PD. I don't want to be in the MCPD. I want to be LAPD.
That's why.
MCPD?
Exactly. That's why.
Okay.
You should move back to Baja or wherever you come
from. If I became a Mexico City Police Department, I could just stick my hand out, have people pay me, and then
exactly,
I let them go.
But you're not in Mexico City, right?
Yeah, Mexico City. If you're a cop down there, Mr. Henry, all you got to do is say, oh, that's $50, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know something? You are so stupid, man. Why don't you go back to Mexico and go make some dog tacos or something?
I'm not making a fool out of myself. Talking about the Puerto Ricans and
talking about the
Mexicans.
You don't even care that the Mexican Air Force is the number one air force in the world now.
How did you know? Where did you read that at?
I read a book. You know what a book is, okay?
Do you know how to read?
Yeah, I do know how to read. I read you loud and clear. Go back and sell your chiclets.
I was just calling because I wanted to tell Phil Henry. This is the second time I tell you on the show.
Well, I tell you right now, you go down to the border, you can sell these iguanas or these Aztec calendars or something. Don't bug me.
The border, why should I go sell them over there? You know, you have a better market over here.
You're not going to sell them in America. People in America don't want to buy no iguana. They're buying them down in Mexico.
No.
All right, okay. Look. You know,
Hang up on her, man.
No, she says that you've been on twice. She's heard you twice.
Hang up on her, man.
Don't get him back on the show, baby. I was just calling because I don't want
you were just calling, man.
On the show again. I'm going to call every single time I hear you.
Okay.
You don't.
No, you will not. You are not allowed to.
I'm going to call Phil Henry's boss and I'm going to make him.
You must not call. You must not call when you hear me on the show.
Okay, this is very juvenile.
Get out of here. You are dumb.
No.
Go away.
Here, let me talk to Phil
you're
Henry.
Stupid.
He has a little
Phil Henry's not here right now. He went to the bathroom.
I wonder if Phil Henry also comes.
He's not here right now. He went to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ask him if he's here.
Phil Henry, please tell me, where did you come from? Scotland, you said, and then another time you said Ireland or something like that? You know, I got to talk
See,
to
bitch,
your
he's not even here,
this.
Bitch. Hey, bitch, he's not even here.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch,
broke,
he's not even here.
Broke,
he went
broke,
to the bathroom.
Broke.
Okay, what's going on?
You went to the bathroom, right?
Yes, I did.
Well,
she called you. She called you like an ass and stuff, man. She said you had ass breath.
Yes.
What, this lady?
That's right.
Why
you should hang up on her.
Why this kind of people?
All right, ma'am. I thank you very much, ma'am.
She was mean to you, man.
God. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir.
This guy you got on, man. I'm born and raised in L.A.
Yeah, sure, man.
You ain't got no common sense. You talk about being Mexican. You talk about pride.
I'm proud,
man. You're disrespecting a Mexican over the radio.
What, who
you're
did I disrespect?
The
she
heritage.
Didn't even know that I come from Baja, and she says that's not even part of Mexico, okay?
Well, hey, but I got family up at Rosarito. You know where that's at, right?
Yeah, man, I know that. You talk to that lady. She says that's not even part of Mexico, okay? Hey, so what am I supposed to say?
That is Mexico. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. So that old lady.
You ain't got no respect.
Respect for what? Some old hag who's telling me where I come from? No, forget it, man. Forget it.
You ain't got no respect, man.
Respect for who?
Are you call yourself a Chicano, right?
Hey, man, I know more about Mexico than most people, okay?
Are you a Chicano, yes or no?
Chicano?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
You don't know what a Chicano is?
Yeah, man, I know what it is. It's like food or something, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know what it is?
Well, no, but I mean, I've heard the term. What do you mean food?
It's like a dish. It's like soft tacos or something.
Okay, your car phone is breaking up a little bit, sir. 1-800, are you there?
Yeah, right. I think they are.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Silver Lake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Puerto Rican male, and I just want to say that if you're going to talk about Mexico, you might as well talk about the beautiful people that Mexico has. And if you're going to talk about culture, you should talk about the ballet, the music, the literature, the art that Mexicans have, not talk about bullfighting, which is barbaric, number one.
But it's the number one sport in Mexico, man. What are you talking about?
Can I just say something else?
Bullfighting.
Number two, we can learn from each other, and you're full of hate. I doubt that the L.A. Police Department is going to take an ignoramus like you onto the force.
I'm just saying, if Puerto Ricans want to have statehood, man, they shouldn't be grabbing no chicks by the rear end.
You know what? I mean, you're so ignorant. It's amazing. But, you know, you should pray for yourself.
Hey, man,
pray that you have love in your heart.
How are those girls' asses soft or hard, man? What do they feel like?
Don't disgrace your people of Mexico
by talking
so ignorantly.
I'm talking about how we have the number one Air Force, and you can drink the water down there. You also can go down there and have a great time to see the bullfight.
Listen, don't disgrace your people and the Mexican people by
being so ignorant on the phone. Man. Keep your hands off my sister's butt,
and
okay?
Let me ask you another question.
Man.
Do you speak Spanish?
Do I speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I doubt it.
I do speak Spanish.
Go ahead, say something in Spanish.
Okay, here.
Okay, now what did you just say?
That guy is full of crap, you know, and everything, and that he should go back to Puerto Rico where it belongs.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bloomington on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I tell you what, what's your name, guy?
My name's Dave. Dave Oliva.
Dave?
Yeah.
If you want to be an L.A. police officer, I can tell you right now, you're not going to make it. You're going to be washed out with your temper. Okay, listen to what I got to say.
I got no temper, man.
All right, listen to what I have to say, okay?
I ain't the one running around grabbing no chicks by the rear
end, man. You have a lady
come
on here. She's trying to give you her side of the argument.
Who?
And you're calling her bitches and all this other stuff.
Oh, that old hag?
Let me tell you something,
partner. That Mexican hag, man.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Those people, man,
they
know bad.
That's not going to wash on the street.
They do bad voting, man.
You get in a situation where someone starts calling your names, you're going to lose it. You're going to end up probably using excessive force and hurting someone or killing someone.
What's wrong with that?
You can't control your temper.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't know anything about police work or what it takes to be a peace officer.
I saw that tape of those guys. They did Rodney King,
What do you think a policeman means? You answer that. What does a policeman do?
A dude who pulls out that PR-24 and busts head, man, on somebody.
Yeah,
you'll be a great
one for the civil lawsuit.
Thank you.
First time you get out on the street and you do that, I can promise you.
Don't you understand what the guy's saying?
You'll be in jail.
You start swinging a PR-24.
What you two guys are talking at the same time, man? I don't understand what you're saying.
You start swinging on people with a billy stick, you're going to get a lawsuit, is what the guy's saying.
We need more tough cops.
No,
like,
you don't need, no, you don't
like,
need more
cop?
Tough cops,
who's
not in
cop?
This day and age.
Like Dirty Harry, like that, like...
Right.
Chuck,
why don't you go home, pull out your video collection and watch that and sit there naked, and you'll probably get yourself all excited.
Hey, man, are you telling
but
me that Dirty Harry was no good? Are you telling
that's
me
not
Dirty...
the way it is on in real life.
Dirty honestly. Harry, man, was probably the best police officer that ever lived.
Dirty Harry is a... is a fictional character, and he is a movie.
No, that's based
he's
on a real
movie
guy,
character.
That
okay, why don't you look
guy.
At real life? Why don't you look at these guys that you talked about, the Rodney King and all?
What, about
what happened to them? They were sitting in federal court. They were sued. They were destroyed.
That's
and
the one
you
thing
want
I didn't
to
understand.
Emulate that?
How come?
Okay.
How come that those guys got sued?
No, answer my question.
Dirty Harry. Didn't.
Answer my question.
Because Dirty Harry
I'm
doesn't
talking,
get sued, okay?
Yeah, I don't get that, man.
Answer my question, okay? I'm talking about real life, and you're talking about Hollywood.
I
okay?
think the best cop
regardless
was Walker,
of
Texas
LAPD,
Ranger, man. Walker,
will you listen
Texas?
To what I have to say instead of trying to talk over me?
No,
I'm trying to ask you some serious questions,
Walker,
and
Texas
you don't want
Ranger,
to listen.
Man. I'm listening to Walker, Texas Ranger. You can ask me who's the best cop?
No, I
Walker,
never asked
Texas
who's the
Ranger.
Best cop.
Yeah.
Never ask you who's the best cop. I, you know who the best cop is?
What?
The best cop is the one that puts in 20 years. He doesn't get internal affairs complaints. He does his job. He protects the citizens that he's sworn to behold and to help. And he's not out there looking to crack heads. He does what he has to do.
That's like
but
a
after
humble,
he
man.
Does that, he's not out looking to put
that's
notches
right.
on his
nightstick,
like which is
man.
Apparently what you want to do.
What about
Punch?
John and
you
Punch?
You've got too much violence in you to be a policeman.
What about CHP?
And we don't need someone like you,
Punch, you know?
To be out there protecting me.
You talk too much for a cop, man.
Really?
John and Punch,
well,
you know?
Okay,
guess what,
look.
Partner?
Yeah.
If you're going to be a policeman, you better learn how to talk, because that's the only way that's going to
okay,
save
man,
your butt.
What about Poncherello,
not only is it
going to
save your butt
Poncherello,
legally, but it's going to save your butt physically, because
about,
if you're not able to talk yourself out of situations, then you're going to get killed.
Okay.
Okay? Well,
hey, I just want to ask the guy, what about Angie Dickinson in Policewoman? She was great, man, and you know that.
Angie
she
Dickinson in Police...
on a television show.
Okay, man.
She is being written by someone who has never... done 1 minute on the street and have had to fight somebody in vomit and blood and wonder whether or not you're going to get home to see your kids in the morning.
Why'd you vomit, man?
Really? You ever try and run after somebody for 3 miles, catch them, fight them, and then decide you're going to sit back with a stogie? No, obviously you've
yeah,
never
man,
done
that's what
anything
you do. That's
like
what Columbo did on one TV
and
show.
If you want to be a policeman, you better sit back and cop and get rid of that attitude, because that attitude, you're going to be washed out in the psych. I can tell you that right now.
I can tell you, man, I would catch the dude, sit on him, and light up a cigarette like Will Smith in Independence
right.
Day.
Right, like Will Smith. There you go
yeah.
again, referring to
two
a
movies, yeah.
in a Hollywood
Will Smith,
movie.
And Will Smith wasn't a cop. He was a Marine fighter pilot.
Yeah, he beat up on the aliens, man, in the Independence Day movie, what I seen.
Okay, that's real great. Anyway, thank you very much, and good luck there, Dave, on joining the LAPD and keeping all the Puerto Ricans down.
I'll kick ass.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So we're just looking at snowboarding, you know, on television. They have a, I don't know, something's going on with the ski association, whatever. And I've never been a skier. I tried to get up on skis when I was a kid. This is really a good time to be talking about skiing and snowboarding now that it's almost July. But I never, no time like the present, you know, to make plans. Just like I'm signing up for, football, DirecTV. I think, don't they have all the exhibition games, too? Can't sign up for that too soon. It's almost like I'm afraid they're going to run out of, you know, football to show me. So they got, like, I'm sorry, we've just run out of our ability to show you football, Henry. So, no, we don't want your $160. But I wanted to do it last winter, and my wife took a look at my fat, aging body and said, oh, no, you can't do that. You'll die. Gee, what confidence you have in me. Thanks, baby. Now, she's running off in a couple of weeks with the kids to the river to go ski-doing and sea-doing and whatever else. They got jet skis they're going to haul in the back of the car and take it out to the river. And so I'm not supposed to be worried about that. Why can't I go snowboarding? I think snowboarding's got to be a lot easier than taking the jet ski out to the river where there's nothing, you know, even if it's... even if everything is, in terms of the elements, safe, there's all kinds of nuts out there on boats and crap. All these dudes rooster-tailing in their, you know, 600,000-horsepower Mercury engine speedboats, wearing helmets and all tucked in. I don't know. So, like, next week we're on our way to Mexico. That'll be fun. We are going to go down Baja. No, we aren't. We're going south of Baja. We're going out of Puerto Vallarta. And I don't know what the hell we're going to do down there because I've run out of money. I'm going to go down there like Richard Burton in Night of the Iguana and just drive a bus or something. Now, we actually got a pretty good deal. I can't wait. I got to get out of here. I can't stand it any longer. Stuff's too much pressure. Too many things going on. Too much money's being spent. Not enough fun. Next week, we're gone. Never to return. We'll go down there. We got a pretty good deal on a hotel room. And, you know, everything is like we're scamming everything for free these days. That's my wife. She wants to scam every single thing. If you don't get it for free, then we're not going. So she's still trying to scam for free a jet down there that we'd be the only passengers on. She wants to charter a jet by way of, like, TWA. And by the way, I just want you to know something. We're flying Alaska Airlines, and I'm happy to do it. We're flying Alaska. Do you know that that's probably the safest airline in America today? The single safest airline to fly is probably Alaska. Because those guys are so nervous about something else going wrong. They're double-checking, inspecting up one side and down the next every stinking plane that's taken off. My wife said, well, what do you want to fly, Mexicana? No, I want to fly Alaska. Oh, don't you know they had the crash? Yeah, I know. I don't care. The plane that we're flying is Alaska. Did I see the Dateline report last night? I heard about it. What was the word? They're all unsafe? We ought to be heading just straight down, plummeting at, what, Mach 6 by the time we get out of LAX? Is that what you're telling me? Right into the ocean? The head mechanic was interviewed, and he said that he wouldn't put a dog on that plane. He wouldn't put a mangy dog on an Alaska Airlines plane. Well, you know what? I don't believe it. I've flown Alaska since 1987. I think they're a great airline, and the service is fantastic, and the peanuts they give you, they're always very plentiful, and the little drinks are fun, and they always are playing games like, you know, racing the bags of peanuts down the aisle as the plane takes off. You ever seen that? Oh, they take two bags of peanuts, and one's, you know, they have, like, a green one and a red one, and they have peanut bag races. So when the plane's taken off, the bags go sliding down the aisle, and you bet on it, okay? And whoever wins gets free drinks. It's great. That's the kind of stuff you get on Alaska. That's the kind of stuff you don't get on a lot of other airlines. One time I was flying on Alaska Airlines. I think I can tell this story. My wife is... Maria, honey, this happened years before I met you. And they recognized my name from the, they have a, what do you call it, the manifest. And they saw my name on there, and I guess the pilot or the head flight attendant knew who I was. And they said, oh, Mr. Henry, would you come up and would you make the, this would be really funny for our passengers, would you make the announcement? You mean like, what is it? Here it is. Here's the card. And it's the card. It's written right there. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has eliminated the fasten seatbelt sign in preparation for our landing in, you know, Portland or in Swazitown or wherever we're going. And it's been great of you to fly Alaska Airlines. And why don't you go ahead and pound it right up your Royal American, because we don't care whether you fly again. No, that's not really. But anyway, I can't remember what it was. And it wasn't the guy. It was actually a young woman who I said, well, I will if you'll go out with me. So even she wasn't going to make that leap of faith. And she'd never mind. She grabbed the card away from me and read it herself. Well, I thought, I mean, you know, if I was that big of a star, didn't work out that way. So anyway, that's where we're flying. It's going to be fantastic. So Maria's still trying to scam a free jet that I can fly myself. Try to get that free. Then we're trying to clear out an entire hotel down there that only we will be swimming and eating in. If I can score that, that'll be great. Then I want to get the Mexican Navy to blockade the whole place so I don't have to deal with anybody else. So if we can score all of that for free, boy. You know, have you ever scanned anything for free or tried to get media rates on anything? If you work in the media, you can scan. Have you tried to do it? Have you been successful, Craig? We have, because all you got to say is, well, I do this, I do that, I have a radio show, this and that. And they'll go, well, let's see what we can do for you. And so far, no good, but I'm still trying. Phil who? Phil Henry, I've got a nationally sitting. Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know who you are. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, I do know that number. I've heard that before.